WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Shoppers and employees of the Kroger store on Texas and College Station were evacuated Saturday afternoon following a fire. The only damage reported by the fire department was a refrigeration unit that ignited. The store was temporarily closed after it filled with smoke. Three people escaped serious injuries following a two-vehicle crash in front of the College Station Hilton Saturday afternoon. Police reported eastbound traffic on University was down to one lane while westbound motorists were routed through the Hilton parking lot. The impact of an eastbound car hitting a northbound SUV was strong enough to cause the SUV to roll. A College Station man has confessed to a burglary and sexual assault of a woman. 25-year-old Cody Ryan Smith was arrested 7 hours after the victim notified police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the victim was asleep when she heard someone knocking on the door and thought it was a friend.
The victim in this offense, the sexual assault survivor in this instance, was able to provide valuable information, which led to the identity of the suspect. And as a result, the suspect was able to be taken into custody within 12 hours of this offense occurring.
Smith and the victim live in the same apartment complex. President Obama and Congress remain at odds over what to do with immigrants entering the United States illegally. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says members of the Texas congressional delegation are working on an alternative to President Obama's $3.7 billion funding plan related to UACs, the acronym for Unaccompanied Alien Children.
What we are doing is we are going to instead work on a better funding resolution that appropriates money, albeit it'll be a smaller amount, to address the core issue and then clean up the mess that the president made.
Flores says funding will include returning children to their homes. He says the proposed legislation also calls on Obama to stop what he's doing under a deferred action memo he wrote in June 2012. Close a loophole in a 2008 trafficking law Flores says the president has exploited to let the children stay in the U.S. and improve border security. The BCS Chamber of Commerce has compiled results of visits with 545 businesses this spring. Chamber President Royce Hickman says it's the most optimistic owners and other decision makers have been in 5 years. One of three questions asked annually is how have sales changed from the year before? Also asked was there an improvement in future employment plans? He said there was, and more business owners expect the economy to improve.
Last year, 69% expected an increase. This year, 84% of the businesses we talked to expected our economy to increase in the next 12 months.
Hickman says that more than 125 volunteers visited with chamber members and non-members, in some cases being able to respond to concerns and answer questions on the spot. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 82 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mostly sunny skies and hot weather continues through today. Temperatures this afternoon well up in the 90s. Now tonight, mainly clear skies, but some passing clouds overnight. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm after midnight. Low temperature mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot. Could be a shower or thunderstorm, high temperature mid-90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. High temperature between 90 and 95. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You know your party schools, right? You know your party schools. We've got your non-party schools. In fact, we have the non-partiest school in the state of Texas. We'll have that for you in just a little while. By the way, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, 40% chance of rain on Thursday, and up to a 50-50 chance of rain on Thursday night and Friday. We need the rain.
Yep.
You know, I know they're really nice young ladies, but young would be the operative word. I'm watching a local channel this weekend, and, you know, the news person says, wow, what great weather we've been having. It's just beautiful outside.
Well, when you live in an apartment and are not paying to water the grass.
And then the weather young lady goes, oh, but there may be some rain coming. Yeah? Once again, I know. Sound like an old guy, but I'm just saying. It's Some of us would like to have some rain. It'd be kind of a good thing if we could do that.
I mean, apart from not having the rain, I still maintain it's beautiful weather for July in South Texas.
No, that's true.
Yeah, we were at a get together over the weekend and outside, you know, and sun hadn't gone down. It wasn't going to go down for another couple hours, and I did, and there was general agreement to mention that. You know, it is mid-July after all, and
we haven't seen a Hunsky yet.
No, it's we're getting close to it, and it's not comfortable. But you know, if you have a choice and you don't have to be outside, then don't be outside. That's why God created air conditioning, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up in just a minute, why you will not need your password anymore. Just won't. There's a better way. Right now, Bill McGuire is here from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Scott?
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Got a couple of things. Just quickly, I want to remind your listeners, we need their help at the BBB. Nominations for the 2014 Torch Awards is winding down. They're due August 1st. No business is too large or too small to be considered. BBB accreditation is not a requirement. They do have to be a for-profit business. And the presentation will be on September 30th at a luncheon held at Pebble Creek Country Club, where keynote speaker Jason Cook will speak to us. So if you have a favorite plumber, a restaurant, a repair shop, any kind of business that's for profit, please consider nominating them if you're loyal to them, and get those nominations in. You can fax them to the office at 846-0276. You can email them. Go ahead and send it to beverly@bbbbrian.org. And please help us out there. The second piece is a little bit different. We got businesses that are scared about getting extorted with bitcoins. Noted security blogger Brian Krebs had posted that 2014 will go down as the year that extortion attacks went mainstream. And he pointed out that there'd be a series of blackmail letters targeting small retailers and restaurants. The letters boldly labeled notice of extortion threaten negative publicity, harassment, bomb threats, and complaints to the Better Business Bureau. That one sounds like it's the least of the harassments.
Of that group, yeah.
Yeah. If the recipients don't pay up by August with a Bitcoin, the virtual online currency that is nearly impossible to trace. Mary Powers, president and CEO of the Council of Better Business Bureaus, told businesses it's a bit flattering that the extortionists singled out BBB, but their threat is completely worthless. The first thing BBB does when we get a complaint is share with the business and verify that the complainant is a real customer. If they are a customer, we help them resolve the issue with the business. If they are not a customer, we don't accept the complaint, and it has no bearing at all on the business's BBB rating. The extortion letters also threaten negative online reviews, which some BBBs offer. BBB scrutinizes, Mary says, customer reviews, and BBB doesn't publish reviews until we have verified the reviewer. Businesses should feel assured that these extortionists will not be able to make good on their threats involving BBB complaints or reviews. Krebs speculates that this is going to be a long time coming and going, but they think most people don't even know what a Bitcoin is, so that's...
Sure. They won't understand the threat anyway, right?
But what he says is that the instructions are on the extortion letter. So I'm waiting to get mine, Scott, and I'll be glad to share it with
you
when I get it.
If that happens.
If you have questions about this or anything else, call BBB at 260-2222 or visit us online at bbb.org.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 814.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Good morning, it's 8:15. So Google is working on a as yet unnamed protocol that will allow you to connect to your online accounts on any device by authenticating yourself with your smartphone. Now, it can be a code that's sent to you or even a smart ring. But in June, Google showed off one version of this scheme in which the user's laptop can be unlocked by the mere presence of his or her smartphone. Now, it might be foolish to replace your authentication token just by keeping it in your head like a password or keeping it in your pocket. But consider, the former can be obtained by hackers. The latter can be shut down in a moment's notice as soon as you know that it's missing. So if you've got either an iPhone or a newer Samsung that's running Android, you simply lock the phone remotely, and you can even wipe it if you need to. If the thief gets his hands on your skeleton key to your accounts, then obviously you can disable it pretty easily. Google doesn't want to get specific about this, but what they're saying is that it's very likely that one of the most common ways that Gmail accounts are breached is that hackers get a hold of a database of passwords. Oh, like eBay, right?
Yeah.
140 million or so passwords. And then obviously they just run that against the email addresses. They got computers that can do that. And vole, they get into your account or accounts. If you want a simple early version of a post-password future, all you have to do is switch on a common security feature of every major web service. I'm going to guess that Patrick knows about this, but I didn't.
Which is?
It's available across all the web giants, including every account offered by Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and dozens of others. And yet surveys suggest that more than half the public hasn't heard of it. It's called
two-factor authentication.
That's it.
Yep. Every time I sign into it, I can save the computers I sign in on.
Right.
So that I don't have to, if it's one at home, I don't have to do this every time. But whenever I sign in to a Google account, I get a text message with a 6 to 8 digit code.
Okay.
And I punch that in and it says, do you want me to remember this computer?
Okay.
I say yes or no. And it is much more secure. To date, I've not had anyone attempt to authorize or to log into my account, because I would get a text message immediately and
sure.
I'd say, I didn't sign in.
And if you've ever taken money out of a bank account at an ATM, you have probably experienced that situation. Passwords are this kind of uniquely terrible single-factor authentication, because actually all it's doing is identifying you because you know the password.
Yes.
Which really isn't quite enough.
No.
If you've heard that longer and more complicated passwords are better than short ones, that's true, but only to a certain extent, because on an account that we have limited memories, and we do, quite often you will reuse passwords across multiple accounts. Mm-hmm. Be honest. Do you use a completely unique password for every single one of your email addresses or every one of your bank websites?
Yes.
Okay. You are the exception.
But
I am.
But it's a derivation of the same one for me.
And the other thing is, you're young. Currently, two-factor authentication does solve the problem of the insecurity of password databases. First factor may be something that you know, like a password. The second is something that you have, in this case, an ATM machine, or maybe a PIN number, or the card itself, if it's a debit card, or the phone, any of those things that you then physically do have. Not to say that two-factor authentication is the be-all and end-all, but it would appear that we are moving away from just the simple password. One reason why companies like TeleSign, which provides two-factor authentication services for 9 of the top 10 web properties, their CEO is a guy named Steve Gillings. They are working on a login system that, like Google system, will do away with passwords entirely. Just when you thought you got comfortable with the way things are about to change.
Of course.
But that's okay. I mean, I really do. I think in a case like this, it's fairly important. All right, let's talk about important stuff. Every year in August, Princeton Review ranks the top party schools, one of a dozen categories, of course, that they give you. Actually, they do more serious things at the Princeton Review than that, but that is something that
this
they
is do. The important one.
That's right. Anyway, here was last year's top five. Number five was Syracuse. Number four was West Virginia. Number two was Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Number two was California Santa Barbara. Number one, for really some strange reason, I guess, the University of Iowa. They have nothing else to do there than drink. But comes now from ecollegefinder.org, the least, or shall we say the tamest party schools. Number 7 would be Oral Roberts in Oklahoma. Number 6 is Taylor University in Indiana. Number 5 would be Messiah College in Pennsylvania. Number 4 is Athens State in Alabama. Number 3 is Bob Jones University in South Carolina. Number 2 is Biola University in California. And number 1 is Liberty University in Virginia. In Texas, it's a school I didn't even know existed until this morning. Southwestern Assemblies of God University.
Where?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're an NAIA school. They're in Waxahachie.
Oh.
That spells swag.
Yeah. Actually, I think they go by S-A-G-U.
Oh, okay.
Southwestern.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A Assemblies, yeah. No, I saw a map, and it had S-A-G-U on there, and I'm going, what the heck is that? But anyway, as you can imagine from the name, being Southwestern Assemblies of God University, they probably do behave pretty well right over there. So just saying. So there you go. As you make your choices, you have the information. And again, we, as always, in July, look forward to that other list that we get from the Princeton Review.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set!
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe you take the volleyball game outside the restaurant?
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Get to Subway for great flavors and great value. Enjoy Genoa salami and spicy pepperoni on our super stacked $3 6-inch select, the Spicy Italian. Try it fresh toasted on Italian urban cheese bread for that perfect flavor blend. And barbecue fans, you won't want to miss the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, now our featured footlong. With Monterey cheddar, tangy pickles, and sweet barbecue sauce, that's a $6 footlong special. Try our featured subs today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
VW wants a bigger share of the American market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Volkswagen plans a new push to boost sales in the U.S. The company's chief executive says the goal is to increase American sales to 800,000 vehicles by 2018. VW will invest $900 million to build an SUV plant in Tennessee. Changing jobs in the early stages of one's career can be a way to build a resume and make more money until the worker eventually settles into a long-term position. Such turnover also opens doors for other young people just starting out, but there's been much less than the normal amount of turnover since the recession. Young workers are staying put longer, that's stunting their salary growth and reducing the number of entry-level opportunities. Pizza Hut and Hershey are teaming up. The companies will develop new desserts for the Pizza Hut menu, starting with what is being billed as the ultimate Hershey's chocolate chip cookie, measuring 8 inches in diameter. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881. Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Imagine a flexible video screen that can be rolled up and stored away. The stuff of science fiction? Think again. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. The idea of a flexible video screen that can be rolled into a tube and stored away or folded up like a newspaper and carried under your arm has been the stuff of science fiction movies until now. LG Electronics has unveiled an 18-inch flexible OLED color video display. It rolls up into the shape of a thin cylinder, only 2.5 inches in diameter. Imagine a TV with a screen up to 50 inches that you can roll up and store away. Images on the display aren't quite as sharp as the highest resolution screens, but with 1,000,000 megapixels, the color is vivid and the images are still sharp enough and bright enough to fall into the high-def category. There's no word yet on what these things will cost or how soon they'll be brought to market. But one thing's for sure, we're seeing science fiction come to life. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Toxic plastic sponges. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The oceans are full of tiny bits of plastic called microplastics, from plastic trash, the washing of synthetic fiber clothing, and from plastic beads used in cosmetics and toothpaste. Sea animals ingest them, and now, writing in the journal Science, marine scientist Carol Law of the Sea Education Association in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, says there's an additional concern.
Certain plastic materials are very, very effective as sponges for toxic pollutants that are already present in seawater, things like DDT and PCBs. So not only are these little plastic pieces being eaten, they also contain these contaminants.
Just how dangerous these toxic sponges are to marine life isn't known, but Law writes that it's one more reason to devise new ways to keep reusing plastics over and over, rather than creating an endless stream of them into the environment. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. More than 500 businesses were contacted this spring by more than 125 volunteers from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the annual survey included two new questions. Hickman says the overall quality of the local workforce was rated at 60% good, but a concern is the availability of construction workers.
39% rated the quality of the workforce is good, so they're having some trouble finding, you know, the type of people they need to do the jobs they're asked to do.
Another new question was rating the quality of life.
And 90% rated it good, 7% average, and we had 0% rating it poor.
In addition to asking questions, Hickman says volunteers are able to answer questions and concerns.
Sometimes they've got an issue with needing to get something done by the city, and they just don't know who to talk to. So, you know, and we have city employees going out with us, and often they know, and we've had them where they've actually picked the phone up and got them in touch with the person while we're sitting there talking to them.
Hickman says local sales were up from the year before, and business owners expected the economy to get even better during the next 12 months. The Kroger store on Texas and College Station was closed part of the weekend due to a fire. A refrigeration unit compressor caught fire Saturday afternoon, resulting in an evacuation. Firefighters who responded on arrival, seeing moderately heavy smoke that was increasing, had the fire under control in 13 minutes. Another 40 minutes was spent to clear smoke from the store. No other fire damage was reported. Three people were hospitalized following a crash Saturday during the noon hour in front of the College Station Hilton. Police report an eastbound car on University ran a red light and struck a northbound SUV on Taro, causing the SUV to roll. The driver of the SUV had to be removed from the vehicle. That driver and a 12-year-old passenger from San Antonio and the driver of the car were all taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Westbound traffic on University was diverted through the Hilton parking lot, while eastbound traffic was down to one lane. College Station police made an arrest in a Friday morning burglary and sexual assault 7 hours after it was reported. A man living in the same apartment complex as the victim, his name 25-year-old Cody Ryan Smith, was taken into custody without incident. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman went to the police department to make the report.
She answered a knock at the door, thinking that it was a friend of hers. Upon opening the door, the suspect forced his way in and began to physically assault the victim. During the course of that physical assault, the suspect also sexually assaulted the victim before he then fled the residence.
According to the arrest report, Smith confessed to the break-in and assault. While the former Bryan Army Reserve Center has been crossed off the list of locations where illegal immigrants from Central America will be housed, Congress and President Obama remain at odds over what to do next. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says safety is not the reason the UACs, or unaccompanied alien children, are migrating to the United States.
And between 80 to 90% of those children, as we interview them, are telling us it's because their parents were advised that if they came to the United States, that they would be given citizenship, they would be allowed to stay, and that they would be given benefits.
Instead of President Obama's $3.7 billion funding plan, Flores says the Texas congressional delegation is working on spending less money that will still address the core issue and clean up what he says is the mess the president has made. Federal officials decided not to open the former Bryan Armory following letters of concern from city and school officials and state lawmakers. More than two dozen Democrats in Congress are trying to get a nationwide ban on spanking and paddling of kids in school. Texas is one of 19 states where it is allowed. Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Association says they don't have numbers on how often it's used.
My sense is that while a majority may have a policy that says it's permissible, that it's not used a whole lot.
A similar ban regularly gets filed in the Texas state legislature but has never made it to the governor's desk. Drugs and domestic violence are to blame for a record number of children being taken from their families in the Waco area. Records obtained by the Waco Tribune-Herald shows 232 children were removed from homes during the first 7 months of the fiscal year, which exceeds the number for all of fiscal year 2013. Water restrictions intensified at Fort Hood after supplies from the main water line were interrupted. A state 4 water supply emergency was declared Sunday. That means a ban on watering lawns, filling swimming pools, washing cars, and other non-essential indoor and outdoor use. Fort Hood officials say the water supply shortage also affected the neighboring cities of Copperas Cove and Killeen. Repairs were continuing into Sunday night. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 83 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with New You Dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New You Dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, New You Dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New You Dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. They'll have a loaner for you while they fix yours. 690-2278. Here we go.
Mostly sunny skies and hot weather continues through today. Temperatures this afternoon well up in the 90s. Now tonight, mainly clear skies, but some passing clouds overnight. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm after midnight. Low temperature mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot. Could be a shower or thunderstorm, high temperature mid-90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. High temperature between 90 and 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
But since we don't have Mr. Rogers anymore, we have Uncle Ben.
What was that? Love his rights.
You went all the way for that?
Ben Downs has finally decided to join us in the studio.
Hello, boys and girls.
We've been trying for a week to get him to come in here
to talk about donuts. I've been busy.
I can't tell you how many, well, I could, but I don't care to, how many people ask me about the donut thing.
Well, it's approachable.
Yeah.
It's something that we can all understand. We can do our own research in our own homes.
Yes, we can.
And it's really, it is all about the children.
It is. And so, again today, even though it's Monday.
People at the front desk had not heard of Miss South Carolina.
What?
They were still laughing when I walked past.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't understand why I say U.S. Americans.
No,
they don't listen.
And nobody understands why you mispronounce half the words you do.
But that's okay.
Yeah. I have donuts here.
It's cover for when he actually mispronounces one.
That's right. You brought donuts this morning.
I brought donuts. I got them.
They're kind of slung into the box, to be honest with you.
Well, Lily was driving.
Oh. Very nice.
We'll get our other car back soon.
Okay.
We'll see.
That'll be good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have, you know, I alternate between Shipley's and the other, and Daylight. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
It's all right.
I think it's Donald Donuts on 29th Street.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And so
today I see that we're in a striped box, so that would
be Donald Donuts. I think. And so I have a little, I got a random dozen.
I can smell the oil from here. It's fantastic.
Be that way. You'll eat one of these things.
You got a dozen, and it looks like you got a lot of those buttermilk kind.
They specialize in those. I have two of those. I have three of the chocolate ones and two of the chocolate iced ones.
Yeah.
And then I bought this one just for you. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
That's got blueberries built into it or something.
It's a blueberry cake donut.
Good to know. Which kind did you pick up?
A blueberry cake donut.
That's how you know that.
I had two of those at one time.
So
one,
here
two,
you go.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Out of the dozen, I have eight. And I walked straight in here.
Well, my fingers are clean.
I walked straight in.
I have no idea.
Oh, well.
All right, so here are
donut holes.
Here are our choices, and you need to see which category you would fit into when it comes to donuts.
Very well.
Jelly-filled, powdered, Boston cream, glazed, plain, sprinkles, or crullers.
I thought glazed was plain.
No. Plain are those like cake donuts, I think. Like just a cake donut.
Unglazed.
Yes.
This is a cake donut. Well.
No. You know, it's just like, you know, just without sugar on it or anything. All right. So, Kevin, which category would you fall into?
My absolute favorite are crullers.
All right.
Crullers. That's what people think those things are right there. Those old-fashioned that you call them.
Yeah, they're not. Because the crullers are kind of airy, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, put me down for glazed.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Patrick, what's
your I thoroughly enjoyed an all-the-way cream-filled or jelly-filled donut, but with the regularity of which I consume donuts, I
tend to lean towards the plain.
Okay.
So you make your choice based on healthy donut decisions.
Clearly.
And that's I prefer the plain cake, just the plain cake.
My favorite,
cake
though,
donut.
Is an apple fritter, and there's nothing in there.
Yes.
No, they don't mention fritters.
There's one that Shipley's does called the butterfly, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a little cinnamony.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one thing they don't seem to factor in here is ease in eating while driving, which I think is probably pretty important in U.S. America.
Everything for you revolves around that, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's true. So anyway, here we go. Jelly-filled, it means you are a leader and tend to be head of the pack.
Dang, and none of us picked it.
Jelly donuts appeal to confident people with strong personalities.
And napkins.
Yeah, I was going to say confident because you know you're not dripping it down the front of
that's
your
right. Powdered.
White shirt.
You're a fun-loving free spirit.
Oh, that's Lily's favorite.
Okay. Boston cream, sensitive and
our
empathic.
Our cats walk around the house with little white powdered sugar noses.
Okay.
Are in the house.
Just saying.
So your cats are cokeheads, okay.
They're free spirits.
No, they have no. Lily sometimes is not the best at, you know, closing the little packet that they come in.
Okay.
And cats being cats.
They'll find it. Glazed, you are an optimist with plenty of energy.
Good God, they missed that one.
Just like your donut, you shine with a positive outlook.
That's me. That sums it up pretty well, I'd say.
Well, they wrongly made this like the Keystone donut here, okay? Because that's the one that's just more prevalent. So they want you to feel good about your donut decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's one thing I know is that when I order a donut and eat it, I'm feeling good about that decision.
Yeah.
Gosh, I could have had something that was, I could have had well, scrambled could have eggs and something,
yeah, okay.
You know, I don't know.
Plain, you're an idealist and maybe even a little stubborn.
Yep.
I would call that dead
there
on.
There you go, okay.
I'd say they guessed that one pretty well.
Sprinkles, you're an intellectual.
No, you're not.
You're not.
Seven.
You like bling on your donut.
You're a 10-year-old girl if you like sprinkles, and right. I should know we've got plenty of them up here.
All right, so here we go with crullers.
Standing by.
Deep and multidimensional.
That's right.
The lovers of these donuts tend to be confident, complex, and maybe even hard to figure out. My God, they're going to be hard to live with.
Hard to figure out?
Yeah, you're going to be hard to live with now. Well, I'll go.
No, I was glazed.
Says the guy that's stubborn.
Oh, that's right. You were
glazed.
You backed off of this one.
Well, I didn't know what crullers really were, I guess.
They're the ones that look like a unwound slinky.
Well, again, and they're airy inside.
Yeah.
They're not thick and dense and anything like that. So just saying.
Hard to figure out. And what else does Kevin, what other attributes of Kevin's do we not appreciate
confident,
yet?
Complex, and hard to figure out.
Okay, well, good. I'd rather just shine with that external light or whatever it is I'm supposed to.
Want to promote your business to Texas A&M students? Register now for the 10th annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff can learn more about local businesses and their services. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be held on Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Registration ends August 1st and space is limited. For more information, call 979-845-1741. Brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Barnes & Noble at Texas A&M University, Media, Hope Pregnancy Center, Kroger, Pepsi, and Candy 95.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $279 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gsdoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/4/14.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, he's brought donuts for a lot of days now in the last few days he's been here. So good on him. Gath Brooks. One of the last artists not to offer his music as a digital download through iTunes, made the big announcement his entire catalog will be available in the digital world, but they'll be full albums, not individual tunes. Oh, yeah, and they'll only be sold from his website, because, remember, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah, because being married to Trisha Yearwood didn't help that net income any.
Yeah, anyway, so, well, and he, you know, he was playing at the Wynn, just hanging out there. So there you go. And it was a pretty sweet gig. The jet would come get him on Thursday, fly him out there, and then fly him back after the weekend gig.
Yep.
So he'll do a world tour. He has not announced where it'll be yet.
The world.
Yeah, but, I mean, where they'll stop. Maybe here, maybe not. He's played here. We know that, so we'll see.
Like five times.
So stop blaming the weather on your back pain. Not only does it anger the rain gods, it's not linked to pain. According to Australian researchers, lower back pain isn't at all linked to the weather. Scientists cross-reference data from private clinics in Sydney with data from the Australian Bureau of Meteorology to find out what the weather was like before and after the subjects reported having back pain. Results showed didn't really matter what the weather was, the back pain just happened. The link between pain and weather remains, in fact, hypothetical. Researchers do point to changes in barometric pressure as the leading theory as to why your body aches when the weather changes.
And rest assured, there is a link. Okay. I don't care what they say.
Barometric pressure measures, of course, the weight of the atmosphere around us, and when the pressure drops, which usually happens hours before bad weather arrives, the lower air pressure causes the tissues of your body to expand, which then puts pressure on your joints, thus causing discomfort. People with chronic pain can become even more sensitized to these little microscopic changes in our body because those tissues are already injured or inflamed. So, just saying. Now, I know he's not popular because he's conservative, but John Voight let the president have it.
Yeah, he did.
Man, I'll tell
you. Both barrels.
Now, I don't know how they could have nominated him for a Grammy, which they, no, for a Tony. What is that? No, Emmy. I'll get it right.
We'll get there. People's Choice Award.
That's right. They nominated him for an Emmy. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to win, but they nominated him anyway. But after talking about, and he was reading most of the things, which made it a little bit off-putting, but he was on Mike Huckabee's show on Fox. In hindsight, we can see how many things have come to pass. Yes, we can, but,
that's why I wish there was sort of a running list of all the predictions that were made that have come to pass, because none of this is new. I mean, none of anything that's happening today is new. It's not a surprise.
It's not, but. And you know, the other thing is that, and I wish this would grow legs, but it will not. We talked about it twice last week. Rush talked about it today. One of my services had a story about it, and that is the billions of dollars that the United States is wrongly giving people.
Oh man!
Every year.
Well, Obama was going to fix that, though. Remember, with a fine-tooth comb, he said.
Yeah. And it just. But the deal is, and what's sad about it, is that there's not a politician up there, the vast majority of politicians up there don't care. They don't want to do anything about it. Now, Rush happened to say before, because it was an election year, well, hell, it's always an election year up there. They're always running for something. And I don't care who they are, they don't want to start cutting money out of people's, paychecks or freebies, because then they'll get angry and they'll go out and they're liable to vote for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like that. So
term limits.
We're all in it to, yeah, okay. And let's see, who has to pass that?
I know.
Yeah. Can we just sign a people's executive order? You know, we the people? Could we do one of those?
What do they call it? I can't think of the name of the thing. It's a congressional meeting.
Yeah. Constitutional convention.
Thank you. That's the one I was.
Yes. We ain't going to have a con.
No. It's not going to happen either, but that would be the way to do it.
Sure. Well, and go ahead. Yes.
No, I just,
I can tell you're frustrated.
No, I'm conflicted because I love the idea of term limits, but if you inherently make every bad actor a eventually a lame duck as well, instead of having to worry about their own reelection, they could pass bad legislation just as easily as they could good legislation.
Well, yeah, you're right. And this is from Rush this morning. This is the lady that he quoted.
We have strengthened accountability and transparency, saving the American people money while improving the fiscal responsibility of federal programs. Yeah. We are pleased with this progress, but know that we have much more work to do in this area.
Yeah, much more work to do. Sound like from South Park, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. That's why I started laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have much more work to do in this. How can you, in good conscience, even put that out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because the rest of us who are having to pay for this crap are really not happy at all about it. Not even a little bit.
They're working on it, Scott. They're trying to make it so that less and less people are paying for this crap.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Let's balance it on fewer people and see how that works out. But on the other side, you're talking about John Voight. Let's talk about Angelina Jolie. That's his daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. According to the latest gossip surrounding Angelina Jolie, the actress has been spending $15,000 a year on something called raindrop facials. Reportedly, she visits a doctor every month for a triad facial laser treatment in order to help maintain her youthful look and glowing complexion. The doctor revealed, people call it a facial, but it's actually a non-invasive laser treatment. First, we prep the skin with a micro abrasion so that the laser penetrates better. Then we use the laser, and it feels like warm raindrops on your skin. After that, we do a lavender acid exfoliation there, with gentle wave lights. Okay. Treatment takes 35 minutes, just saying. That's why she looks like she does. That's fine.
Yeah.
A year ago this week, the number one movie was Despicable Me.
Good movie.
5 years ago this week, the number one movie was Bruno. 10 years ago, the number one movie was Spider-Man 2. 20 years ago this week, number one movie was Forrest Gump.
Oh, wow. That's good.
This film would be in the number one spot for 5 weeks over 10 weeks. After the first week, it was bumped by True Lies. The next week, it returned to number one, bumped again by The Mask. Then for the next 2 weeks, it dropped again and then came back to number one. Natural Born Killers bumped it off one more time. And then Forrest returned 2 more consecutive weeks as number one. It's okay. I mean, you know, it was...
What, Forrest Gump?
Yeah, see, I know. See,
Forrest Gump was a great movie.
Everything painted with a broad brush, though. You know what I'm saying?
How much time? I mean, they covered the entire...
I know. It's just, it's not the kind of movie that necessarily appeals to me, I guess, is what it was.
I liked it. If for nothing else, it was a technological miracle.
It was.
It was incredible.
Absolutely. I will agree. That's the kind of CGI that really tells the story.
And I'm so glad they didn't have that 3D kick back then, too.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge. Only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll talk about it tomorrow, no time today. Schlitterbahn in Kansas City has opened up the biggest, tallest, steepest downtown.
Yeah, and that sucker looks scary.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. If a tourist visiting the Magic Kingdom in Orlando lost two of his fingertips on a ride.
Yeah.
Owies. The unidentified man riding the Pirates of the Caribbean last Thursday when he somehow lost the top of his right-hand ring finger and pinky finger. Disney officials stopped the ride, did an inspection, decided it was safe to reopen. Man hospitalized, but the actual extent of his injuries and how they were caused, still unclear. I don't know. We'll find out. May have not been doing something they were supposed to, or the other way around. Oh, and forget Sunset Boulevard and Rodeo Drive. The hot spot yesterday for all the celebs was at the World Cup. David Beckham.
With his kids.
Rihanna. Giselle Bundchen, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James all there. So, just saying. And there are only 2 days each year when there is never a game played by a team from any of the four American major sport leagues. And it's the day before and after baseball's All-Star game. So, that is today and Wednesday. So, there. That's not worth anything, but at least you know it. British shoppers lead the pack when it comes to making ethical purchases, sort of. According to a recent report by the McCann Truth Center, 2 in 3 British shoppers would consider the ethics of a product before buying it, compared to half of U.S. Americans and 40% of the French consumers. Nevertheless, 1 in 3 Brits will battle other shoppers for the last bargain left in the shop. 1 in 5 believe it's acceptable to order an item online, wear it once, and then return it. Whoa! That's 20% believe that is an okay thing to do? All right. The decision makers over at NBC pulling out all the big guns to try to revive the Today Show, which seems to be sinking. Matt Lauer is under strict orders to try to get Katie Couric to come back to morning television. Insiders say Savannah Guthrie is a good team player but can't push the show over the top. Okay. Good Morning America is apparently winning in the morning. I don't know. I don't ever see it. I'm busy. So.
And have been for quite some time.
This is something that we talked about when it first happened, and it's coming true, I think. Legalizing marijuana is not a victimless crime. Crime fighters in Colorado saying, one study shows that more drivers involved in fatal car accidents in Colorado are testing positive for marijuana, and they've got the highest rate of incidences. So, I mean, and we talked about that. We know what DUI is. We know what impaired driving is with alcohol. They have not come up with a measurement for marijuana, and they need to. And in the meantime, story too good to make up. California man was arrested on suspicion of starting a forest fire. His name? Freddie Smoke. This date in 1881, I'm telling you, Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Pat Garrett, Fort Sumner, New Mexico. 1969, the United States took the $500, the $1,000, the $5,000, and the $10,000 bills out of circulation. In 1999, the Major League Baseball umpires voted to resign and not work the final month of the season. And nobody noticed. They didn't care. WTAW College Station, Brian. Fox.